bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam.
Friday. It's Friday. We made it, as Bill said, early today. We made it to the end of the week.
I was confident that we would make it. There's some weeks where I go, I'm not sure we're going to make it to Friday. But this week, I just had a feeling, and maybe because both you and I worked a shorter week, the 4-day work week, which we're both huge advocates of, the 4-day work week.
There was some study done in another country that said that more productivity is found amongst employees.
I know I wouldn't be more productive. You might be, but I'm already at my limit.
No, if you worked less days.
Yeah, I'd give you the same amount.
I would give you the same amount
if I did 1 day or 7 days. I would be the exact same amount of productive.
Well, no, because if we only worked 1 day, we would have to do 5 shows in 1 day. And then they would just play it all week, so we'd have to work 5 times as hard.
I would do the same amount of time, but I would work 1/5 less as hard just to make up for it. Whatever the mathematical formula would be, I would give the same exact amount of effort.
Good to know. Hope you get a raise.
There are some shows, I don't know if you know this, but in TV history, there are a lot of shows where they tape on some days, even though you're used to seeing them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, they do this with game shows a lot. They'll tape 2 or sometimes 3 in a day. Like, on Hollywood Squares, they never did 1 a day. They would do 2 or 3 a day.
Really?
Just knock them out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How does the host act like this is a brand new day? What about Drew Carey? How many do they do it every day? Price Is Right?
I can't speak for Price Is Right. But
they're coming to Chicago in February.
Oh, are they? I didn't know that.
I'm
you
pretty
be
sure.
On it. Be on Price Is Right.
Jim, my husband, should be on it.
Is
he hooked on that show. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Oh, I bet he'd be pretty good on Price Is Right. You know what Jimmy's good at is running out of large crowds toward a stage. I've seen him do that several times.
What do you mean?
You know how on Price Is Right,
oh, when
they'll
he
call
runs
the
up,
name.
Yeah. He would be very animated.
He would. Yeah, there'd be a lot of bounce and excitement and enthusiasm. I would like to see him get. Yeah, that would be great for him.
Yeah, he'd do the run-up pretty well. I don't know if he'd do the guessing.
No. But still, just that part of it, you know, to have that on your demo reel, that would be great for him.
He's looking for a demo reel?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll let him know
consider
that.
Tell him to consider that. I think that'd be a great option for him. Something to talk about. Hey, all did right. You see me running on Price Is Right? Did you win on Price? No, I didn't win. I just ran.
Did you see me
ran
running,
toward
though?
Drew Carey, and I gave him a big smooch.
How was Drew Carey's stand-up?
Oh, he was very funny.
Really?
Yeah, I worked with him a couple of times. He's really funny. We did. I think I told you this. He and I got booked to do several colleges together, and then one college. And I hate this. I can't remember what college it was. Not that it would add or subtract from the story, but it's one of those things where they did kind of all run together at some point.
Yeah, I imagine,
you know?
They would.
So what I would always do when I got to a college is I would talk to somebody connected with the college. I would sit down with them for a half an hour, 45 minutes, and I'd say, tell me stuff I need to know about the college. What are the people on the college campus talking about here? Like, what's going on specific to your school?
Like, what's the hot pizza place and things like that?
That, but like, you know, like, what happened here this year that's like the biggest story of this college, this, you know, so you could reference it during a show, right?
That's really good work. Do other comics do that?
Some do, some don't, but I always felt that was a good connection. If you went up and, like, normally the first 5 or 10 minutes I did was very specific to that school, right? So at one school, so usually it was me closing the show, but there was one school that had this big end of the year party. So I was the middle act, and then Drew Carey was the headliner. So we did this with, in this particular instance, it was somebody who worked for the school. Normally, I would do it with a kid, a student at the school. But this time, it was the guy who welcomed us and showed us around the green room and where the and everything. So I said, I do this thing. I like to make it very specific to the school. He goes, oh, well, he goes, I can tell you this. There are 2 things you cannot mention under any circumstance. I go, all right. So he goes, we had an incident with a teacher, a science teacher, a couple of weeks ago, and he tells me what happened. It's a horrible thing this science teacher did. Awful. So he goes, so if you wouldn't bring that up, that'd be great. And he goes, and also, we had a fire. He shows me across the quad. He goes, we had a fire in a building and they're looking into it and we don't know what. So if you could not, because those are two things. I go, yeah, all right, no problem. So I go up. I don't mention either one of them. Drew Carey goes up and right off the bat, he goes, hey, that fire over at, he goes, I think I know who caused it. And he mentions the science teacher and then he starts ripping on the science teacher because the story was awful. The story that he had done something horrible with a student and stuff. And Drew's just like making light of it. And it's hysterical. And then he goes, they told us before the show I couldn't mention those two things, the fire over there and the science teacher. He goes, worst case scenario, they never invite me back here. Who cares? I wouldn't come back here. So the crowd loves it.
It's funny.
The teacher is standing by me off on the side of the stage watching this, just nodding his head. And he goes, those were the things I told him not to mention. And I go, yeah, that's how comedy works. You tell a guy not to mention something, he mentions it, the people laugh. And he goes, yeah, they're laughing at it, but he wasn't supposed to mention it.
Yeah,
he,
but
he totally didn't get that.
I know, but that when someone tells you, I know that I'm a bit of a rebel, and you are too, in a way. When someone says you not to, tells you not to do something, that's the first thing you want to do,
right?
Because it's first and foremost on
right.
your mind. Then,
right?
I mean, if this guy said, if he didn't say, don't mention this, you wouldn't probably even know that there was a fire
oh,
or a problem.
A doubt. There's
with
no
the-
way. There's no way. But part of me respected, like, I knew Drew and I liked him a lot. He's very funny and a really good guy. But that made me respect him more. But then I was at the stage where it's like the rest of the show I'd be thinking, could they not pay me now because
right.
they told me to not say those two things and I did? Well, like when it's time to get paid, will they go, hey, remember the part where we said don't mention the fire or the science teacher
right.
and you did? Sorry. You know?
It's funny you're like that because you're not so much a play by the rule kind of guy now. You were
not
then,
really,
though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not mean, though.
Well, no, I wouldn't have been. And nothing he did was mean. It was just a direct violation of what they asked him to not do. It couldn't have been more perfect for just you say anything, do anything except these two things, and 4 minutes in, he did. And they loved it.
And who just did? Was that Hannibal Buress who went somewhere? Remember? Wasn't that in the news? He went and was not supposed to mention something, and he did, and he got in trouble.
Sounds like his
was
work.
It Northwestern or DePaul or something
oh,
that
maybe.
That.
It does sound like something he would do. Yeah. It's
yeah.
possible.
Whenever I give a grocery list to Jim to run to the store, and I say something like, you know, get a half a pound of Crocus ham.
Yeah.
Don't get. Whatever.
I know.
Stonefield.
Right.
So then Stonefield is in his head. He comes home with a half a pound. He goes, don't tell me what not to get. And I said, well, I'm just trying to specify to make you understand. But he, every time I say another name of what not to get, that's
plants
what he
in his head.
Yeah. So I totally get how that would happen.
How much does that ham go for? Because if when he's on Price is Right in a few weeks,
$2.94 for a half a pound.
Oh, I hope he remembers. You could win a new car.
I know how in prior years you would blame, you hated the Bears. You wouldn't blame them on anything. You just
didn't
like
them.
You disowned them.
I disowned them because they kept messing with my heart. Like they would make me believe that good things were in store and then they weren't. So
yeah,
I was burned too many times.
Why weren't you mad at the Cubs for doing that all these years?
With the Cubs, I grew up expecting it from the Cubs.
Well,
like
the Bears
Cubs
haven't been good
won
since
'85. Over 100 years. No, they really haven't, right?
Right,
but
until now.
But I watched them in that year be one of the best football teams ever assembled. So I went, they have the potential there, even though, you know, personnel change. There's hardly any guys on the team now from the 1985
yes.
team. Tim Reitman, I think, is the only guy from the 85 team who's still a member of the Bears. But I think the Bears showed me that season. And even the year they went to the Super Bowl, I'm like, remember when they lost to the Colts like 10 years ago? I'm
yes.
like, wow, here they are again. Look at
yeah.
this.
And then nothing.
The first 3 minutes of the game, they were great. And then they weren't for the rest.
All right. Well, you said that you're not 100% a fan yet, but you are.
I don't have the right to be a fan.
Yes, you do.
I
we'll
disown
take everyone.
Them. No, I disown them. I
come
can't.
Back.
I'm
come
watching.
Back to Jamaica.
I'm watching them and
you're an
hoping
enthusiast.
For good things. Let's say that. Let's go with enthusiast.
All right. Well, there's a New Jersey man that was accused of a DWI, which I got to be honest with you, I know technically the difference between a DUI and a DWI.
What's the difference?
Driving while intoxicated, driving under the influence.
Could
but
be
I don't.
Drugs? Is that, could that encompass drugs then?
I guess it could, but I don't really know the difference.
Oh.
In the terms of, oh. I just...
Try to avoid them both.
That would be a good thing.
Neither are good.
Well, this is an interesting story, Bill. 57-year-old Christopher Grayshock of West Milford in New Jersey was charged Sunday afternoon. He rear-ended another vehicle. Hmm. He injured at least one woman in the process, according to NBC New York. Officers from the Wayne Police Department said Grayshock was staggering. He was swaying. He was unable to walk straight, in danger of falling onto the highway. And they noticed a heavy odor of alcohol on his breath and stains of liquid on his clothes, which is a bummer that you're spilling on yourself. Hmm. Grayshock allegedly admitted that, yep, I rear-ended that car, was stopped in traffic in front of me, and I ran into it. They did a sobriety test on him. He failed the test. And during the test, Grayshock allegedly told police, you know what? I drank too much because the Jets suck.
Oh.
So well, he is blaming the Jets.
I can understand that.
An hour before the accident,
he's right, by the way.
Jets had their own tragedy, losing 41-10 to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, he's onto something there. I'm not sure you can pin something like this on the football team, but good for him.
He now faces charges for assault by auto, possession of marijuana.
That's the double weed, Wendy, is what that is.
Possession of drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence, reckless driving, and open container of alcohol in the motor vehicle. Mm,
none of those is as bad as being a Jets fan, though.
Evidently not.
That's the worst part of that. Speaking of rear-ending, can I tell you a story that I couldn't tell you on regular radio?
Well, now I'm scared.
No, listen to this. Last night, my wife and I had to do a little holiday shopping, and she's driving, but it's my car. And we back out of our driveway, and she takes the turn. You know how you back out and you swerve off so that then you can drive in a certain direction?
Yeah.
And she hits another car that also belongs to us. It's her car. So she's parked on the street in front of our house. She backs into... So I said, rather...
What did you say?
Rather upsetly, I said, it takes a special kind of person to hit one car that they own with another car that they own. Because that's not easy to do. Because she goes, who parked there? And I didn't know because it was at night and I didn't know who parked there. And I turn around and go, you parked there. That's your car. Because she doesn't always park there. But
right.
She did last night. So.
What, didn't she feel terrible?
Yes. She felt terrible.
How mad were you? How much damage is there?
Minimal.
Like, does it need to be fixed?
No, you know what happened? Is her car had no problem at all. But my car had the deflector on the driver's side. There's a big red deflector underneath the light. And that was gone. That was
deflector?
Out.
Deflector?
Yeah, like a
turn signal?
Like one of those red, no.
I love you. It's like I love when you try and come up with car
cars.
Parts.
What's the part that's not a carburetor? What's that called? It's like a red light reflector, you know? So it doesn't actually light up.
A parking light?
No, because there's no light involved. It's just a red, like a...
plastic glass, like a...
Yeah. What's that called?
There has to be a light.
No, there's no light in it. There's no light.
Even when your hazard lights are on?
No, it's strictly for cars to see, because if you
have... A reflector?
Would it be a reflector or a deflector?
A reflector.
It's a reflector? Oh, maybe, yeah. Let's go with that then.
I love... Your car parts segments.
I used to order for Manny Moe and Jack the Pep Boys, Wendy. That's what I did for a living. And I would just say, give me what you got. I don't know what the car parts are called. So that thing snapped off.
Okay.
And I said to myself, because I don't know what anything costs. I said to Terry, that's probably going to cost $200 to put back in. But this morning, I snapped it back in myself.
Well, look at you.
I've never been able to fix anything. I should open up a body shop. I might do that during the holiday break. I might open up a little body shop somewhere in Villa Park. 10% off with this ad if you're in Villa Park. Come on out.
I don't know what you're describing if it fell off. It wasn't a light. It stuck out.
It's like all it does is reflect or deflect, as some of the kids like to say, light. There's no light that emits from it.
Okay. And it's like flush with the car?
No, it juts out a little bit.
Huh.
It bubbles out just a little bit. And then
I have to look up your style of car to see if it shows.
But I didn't know that cars had the ability to have parts that just snap into place. I had no idea.
You know,
I thought you had to have a a factory trained technician fix it, and then you get a bill for $300. I thought
that's the old days. There are a lot of new things because someone backed into my bumper, unbeknownst to me. No, but I have to show you exactly what I texted my son yesterday. Be careful backing out. There's a car parked there.
Oh, yeah.
Should I text Terry this
every day?
I mean, sure. I just sent it yesterday at 8:37 to my son, Michael.
My wife's driving record is like Hall of Fame caliber. She just, the whole time I've known her, and that's over 30 years, she's only had one other car accident, and it's because in the old apartment that we used to live in, there was a gate that opened, like you would drive through a driveway, and then there was a gate on both sides, and you would drive to the back and park in the back. And once on a very windy day, she didn't open the gate all the way, and with the car in the middle, both gates slammed and did an incredible amount of damage.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't think it could do that much damage. But that's not even, I mean, that's just not thinking clearly. That doesn't even count as bad driving. She just didn't pull the car in or
right,
open the gates enough.
That's not her fault.
But, yeah, she felt very badly. But I was just so amazed that you could snap a car part back into place, that I could do it.
Yeah, someone backed into my bumper, not your wife, and I noticed because there was white paint on it, and it was kind of pushed in a little bit. So I took it to the dealer and said, you know, the body part shop, I said, what, am I going to need a new bumper here? And he looked at it, and he goes, let me bring it inside. He goes, nope, I just popped it out.
That's it?
Yep.
How
because cars are made differently right now. I'm trying to look
at some miracle alloy that comes from another planet.
Yeah.
I've had little dings and things where you bring it in and they can, I don't know what, they don't massage it, obviously. What
they suction cup it out.
They suction cup it.
Yeah.
Like,
you could do it yourself if you got like a little, you know, they have this thing for people who have new doors. I got a new Gilkey front door and it's fiberglass, so I can't put a nail in it. They don't recommend that. So they make this suction cup for a wreath and you open up half of it and then when you clamp it down, it makes the suction cup hold really well.
Oh.
I bet I could use that to get dents out of a car.
I bet you could.
It's something along those lines, just more strong.
What's that thing called when you get fat taken out of your stomach and they suction
it out?
Liposuction. I bet it's similar, like whatever they have in a car garage now with your car. It's like an auto liposuction system because it's almost the same technique. But without, do you ever see like when someone gets liposuction, you see the tube and you see the like the part that was in their stomach just going through the tube? Do you ever see that?
Yeah, it wasn't in their stomach. It was their skin layers.
Yeah. We get the liposuction channel on our cable. You ever watch
Danny
that?
Danny Bonaducci on
Danny's
it?
Danny's got a special running. Yeah.
I can't believe he got liposucked. I mean, he was in great shape, it bothered him that he had a little on the side.
Yeah.
Could you take a little off the side?
A little Punch and John, if you're a Chips fan.
You
know
fan.
What I'm talking about.
I got you.
All right, we got Judy Pilak coming in. She'll give you the news. And then our friend Jerry Nunn.
Oh, yeah.
None on the Run. That's all coming up. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Bill, I need your help.
I'm here for you. I, by the way, just got tickets for you and I to see the Cars for Kids in concert at Millennium Park. We're going tomorrow night.
Have you seen the band set up in the TV commercial?
No. Is it great?
Oh, yeah. They rock. Totally.
Yep.
Really? Do they? No.
Yep. Yes, they do.
They're lip syncing.
You sound
jealous. I don't want to wreck anything.
I've never heard you sound more jealous than you do right now.
I wanted to be playing the guitar in that one.
You're so mean. And they're a sponsor. All right. She is.
But donate your car.
Yes.
Today. It's Bill. It's Wendy.
Come on. Sing it. It's Christmas.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
It's beautiful.
Donate your car today.
Oh, that was beautiful.
See?
You hand me a Kleenex.
Why are you going to throw up?
Yeah. I thought you said you had me at Kleenex. I'm like, what?
No. All right, we're going to talk to Jerry Nunn. He is here to tell us what's going on in the month of December, because tomorrow is December 1, despite the fact that Justin Kaufman said today was December 1st, because he was wrong. Thanks, Jude. We're going to have a holly jolly Christmas, and you know who's here to ensure that that happens?
The one and only Jerry Nunn, host of Nunn on the Run, heard right now.
And Santa Nun brought some presents for
you. Oh, you did, Jerry? You're so kind. How are you?
Cooper's Hawk brought some wine.
Oh, good stuff over at Cooper's Hawk.
Yes, very good.
We just had Cooper's Hawk wine for Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. It's delicious.
Well, now you got some more. I brought you some more.
Thank you very much.
Nice of you. Thank you, Santa Jerry.
They have this wine advent calendar, so you can count down the days with these small bottles of wine.
I love these. Are like... perfect for me. This is like a one-person serving.
Yeah, like a couple of glasses, two glasses and a half, I think.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So the number on the bottle, obviously, because mine, it counts down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get this advent calendar, how big is it? It must be gigantic.
It comes in like a big box for $100.
Oh, excellent.
Wow.
So it's not bad. I mean, you get 12 bottles.
Well priced.
Yeah.
Very, very nicely priced.
So, and that's kind of a fun way to count down the holiday season.
Before you go into what we will see in and around Chicagoland for the month of December, every time I see you on social media, you're with the big stars. I brought this up before. You're in with all the A-listers. Who have you talked to recently? Impress Wendy and me.
Oh, let's see. Well, speaking of holidays, I'm going to Jane Lynch's show at the City Winery.
Oh, are you? That'll be fun.
With her partner.
Kate Flannery,
yes.
I believe.
Flannery, right. So I'm talking to both of them in like a few hours.
That'll be nice.
So it'll be fun to hang out with them. They love you.
Every picture you take with these celebs, they are just eating him up like he's a little candy cane.
Yeah, well.
Jerry, I think they think that you're more famous than they are. I don't know how you've managed to hypnotize them.
No, I mean, no.
No?
It's all about them.
Yeah.
I just like to have the picture as a souvenir, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the only reason I take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be nice. All right, but who recently, Jane Lynch is coming up, Kate Flannery's coming up, but who else in the last couple of weeks since we've seen you?
Somebody that I did that was recently. Gosh, I'm trying to think. There's always
they
like
all
somebody.
Blur together.
Oh, Monique. I talked to Monique.
Monique?
Yeah, she was.
How was that?
She made you flip the camera off.
Yeah, it was hard for me to curse, you know, because I wasn't raised like that.
Yeah.
I was raised in the South and very Southern Belle.
Yeah.
And
she wanted you to flip the camera off, and you were offended by that idea.
And she made me cuss. Like,
she did?
Yes. Like, she like the electric company. So she was like, mother blank.
Oh.
You know, and like coming at me. And forcing me to.
You know what
it.
They say? Monique, mo problems.
Right.
I've heard that phrase many times.
She's a bad influence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that you'll be your old lovable self now.
Yeah. Good. Well, I hope I get something for Christmas.
I hope
after
so.
That.
Yeah. We'll see.
Santa doesn't. I mean, you were pushed into naughtiness. You didn't. It wasn't in your heart, so you're safe.
You're fine.
I feel better.
Yeah.
All right. So, December, obviously, we have. Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas
Eve, Christmas
Day. Is
that coming up in December this year?
Yes, it's very big this year.
When does it fall?
See, that takes precedence over everything in December.
Christmas
it's just
does.
Christmas.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm old. I don't go out anymore for New Year's Eve. But there are lots of things happening this month.
A lot of things. And they're coming. They were actually even coming in as I was walking over here. There's more emails. Hey, there's something new.
Last minute posts. What
Where do you get the energy?
You know, I just keep going.
Yeah.
Not on the run.
Yeah.
Totally.
We talked about Christmas Carol, I think, last year.
Yeah.
At the Goodman Theater. Did you guys get a chance to go this time? Or
I haven't been in a couple years. I've gone in the past, and it really is one of the most magnificent presentations of all time. You really feel like you're in the heart of Christmas when you watch it.
Right. So that's going through December 31st.
It used to be a guy named Bruce Norris who was Scrooge every year, but I think he's retired. He doesn't do it anymore.
Now it's Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is now Scrooge. Kung Fu Scrooge.
He hung up the beard.
That would be good. Kung Fu Scrooge.
I would love to watch that.
That would be. Hey,
all right,
that's a good idea.
Talk to him. See if he'll do it.
So I always tell people to go see that and stop by the Chris Kendall Market next
that's
door.
Fun.
I went to the one in Oak Brook. It was really cool, but
they don't do that one anymore.
No,
they stopped this year.
Oh, that's
very
why I didn't
disappointing.
Hear about it. Okay.
Very disappointing. But the one downtown is spectacular.
Oh yeah, yeah, at the Daily Plaza.
Now those people come in. Most of them come in from Europe, and they just spend the whole month here in the United States. They miss Christmas in their homeland. So that they can make our Christmas brighter.
I need to interview some of those guys.
Yeah, talk to them.
Yeah,
find Tell out the them real you know story. Monique.
Sure.
see how that plays out.
They could teach me to curse in other languages. How perfect. That would be great.
Yeah.
So that's open 11 to 8, Sunday through Thursday, and an hour later on Friday and Saturday.
Mm.
So you got some extra time.
Did you say you've not been there, Wendy?
To the
Chris Kendall Market
only,
in the city?
Not in the city one.
Oh.
You got to go.
I have not.
There's a heart-shaped mug or something that you need to buy over there, they say. And Christmas ornaments, of course.
Wendy has a mug-shaped heart.
Oh!
We all kind of do.
Her cardiologist is frightened.
Oh, my. Be careful. Not too much cider for you.
Yep.
Okay.
What's the drink there? Is it glug? What is that?
Oh, that's
like a mulled wine. Isn't that the Harry Potter thing?
No.
No.
What's that?
Kittich.
What?
Yeah, that's what's in Harry Potter.
That's the game.
Glug or is butter like beer. Yeah, that's butter beer.
Yeah, Glug is a Swedish wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very potent.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Seriously.
I used to serve it at Andy's restaurant.
Did you?
Oh, I did. We had the batch, and it was strong.
Would you say the alcohol content is like 98%?
It's tough. It's
seriously?
So, yeah.
You get drunk smelling it.
Yeah, you'll grow hair on your chest.
Yeah, more hair.
I don't want that. Don't say more hair. You're so rude.
Oh, Bill.
What's funny?
He's getting nothing for Santa this
nothing.
Year, I think.
I keep my streak alive.
Two front teeth.
All right, so highly recommended is the Chris Kindle Market, and
yes.
That runs now through right up till Christmas, right? It doesn't go after Christmas, right? It's now through Christmas.
I don't think so.
All right.
It's in a 23rd year, so it's been going on for a long time. Yeah.
What else, Jer?
All right, so some of us WGN people went out to the fashion outlets of Chicago and visited Santa.
In Rosemont?
Yeah. Have you guys been out there?
That is honestly one of my favorite places to go.
Okay.
Didn't you go there on your anniversary or something? Wasn't it?
We went to Fogo de Chão, which is over there.
Yeah.
And then we went shopping afterwards to walk off all the meat we ate.
Right.
I absolutely love, that's one of my favorite outlet malls.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of fun. A lot of
deals.
I
didn't know Santa was there.
Santa's out there. And there's like a whole interactive, you know, things that kids can play on before they get to Santa, actually.
Like North Pole themed things?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, selfies, elfies, you know.
Elfies
are the big thing this year. Very clever.
That is really cute.
Yeah, but, you know, I was there with some WGN people and, you know, like Steph's kids. Stephanie's kids. So we had a blast.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
we saw the pictures.
Really good time. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun.
Is the Santa Claus there? Because I've noticed that the Santa Clauses that they're helpers, of course. Some of them are Santa-shaped, your more traditional round jolly Santas.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a new breed of thinner Santas now.
Oh.
Like thin and depressed? What are you talking about?
Not depressed, but it looks like they don't have the Santa body that we're used to, the more full-figured Santa.
No girth?
Right. There's very little girth to these Santas.
Oh, okay.
I want my Santa to be jovial and jolly and
well, he's been on a diet. Everybody's obese.
Is he
dying?
Yeah,
you know?
He's probably teetering up and down.
Oh.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
And he's busier now, so he, you know, drops some LBs.
Oh, I get it. All right. All right.
And then, you know, after the holidays, it gains back or something, maybe.
All right.
Who knows?
Maybe that's it. All
right. Okay. And Fogo de Chão, I just went to.
I love that
Fogo
place.
De Chão.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Chão.
It's tricky.
It's not just Brazilian.
No.
No.
It's not
Fogo de Chão or something like that.
Yeah, Fogo de Chão. I just went there.
I know. I saw your picture there. That's what made me think of it.
Oh, okay. The tomahawk steak was delicious.
What is that?
You can order things on their menu that's brought around on the skewers, like normal things. So the tomahawk steak is
a bone-in ribeye?
32 ounce, and then they cut it up.
That'll knock Fred Flintstone's car over.
It was a lot. It was a lot, but very good. I love that place.
Delicious. Did you go with Stephanie's children?
No. They're not big steak eaters that I know.
Every picture I see now of Jerry, he's with Stephanie's children. Something's gone awry, Wendy. I don't know what it is.
They call me Uncle Jerry, so like now everybody calls me Uncle Jerry.
Oh,
like,
really?
The people when I was leaving the Santa event last night.
Bye, Uncle Jerry.
Yeah.
Bye, Santa.
The coat check lady's like, bye, Uncle Jerry. I'm like, I'm not really their
it's
uncle.
It's lovable. That's a lovable nickname.
They're adorable, so yeah. So what else? Oh, so something a little more adult.
Yes.
So we talked about
finally.
Kids. Yeah. Hell in a Handbag, Snow Girls.
What
musical.
Is that?
So you have to go see this one. This is up at Hamburger Mary's on Clark Street.
Yeah.
I've heard of that place.
Yes.
You'd like it. It's a lot of fun.
Hamburger
it's very,
Mary's.
Very colorful.
It's very fun. Yeah. Drag queens will serve you food. And it's very fun.
All right. I have
but
to go there.
Upstairs, they have a theater, and that's where Hell in a Handbag is doing this parody on, you know, Showgirls, the 1995 movie.
Movie classic.
Yes. So you have Snowy Malone as, you know, wanting to be a dancer and that kind of thing. And it's really campy and fun and a lot of, it's just great.
Go see it, Wendy.
Yeah.
Report back.
Did you like Showgirls? December. Did you like the...
I never saw Showgirls.
Oh, gosh.
Elizabeth Berkley's greatest work.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the movie?
Yeah, she was supposed to be this big star after Saved by the Bell.
Right.
And she put out this thing, and it
And then it didn't work.
Yeah, it was really... It was so over the top
Poor
and funny.
Thing.
What's the guy's name? Is it Joe Esterhaus who wrote that? Is that the guy who wrote Showgirls?
Maybe.
Can't remember.
That's ringing a bell. Or was that Striptease with Demi Moore?
Oh,
because I get those movies mixed up.
Do you?
Another one. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The same vein. Yep. So that one was really good. What else? Deadpool. You know, this is really interesting. I thought this was cool.
What?
So Deadpool. Did you guys see Deadpool 2?
Yes.
I haven't seen the
you
2.
You went and saw it.
Yeah,
okay,
I saw
Bill
it.
Saw it. Okay, so
is it better than one? Because I loved one.
It's not quite as good as one, but still close. Good. Yeah, it's well yeah. worth seeing.
Right.
It yeah.
was, so now they're redoing it because it was so adult.
Yeah.
So they are on December 12th. They're doing a short run of it with censored version.
Oh.
But with Fred Savage putting parts in with like the Princess Bride.
I
what?
Saw. Did I see a trailer this? For this or
yes,
something?
Yes.
Wait, it looks
did.
Super funny.
Yeah. Explain that. Fred Savage.
He likes Fred Savage and the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
So
he's in it?
Yeah.
He's going to be in it. And they've recut it where the bad parts are cut out. So it can be PG-13.
Oh, that's interesting.
It
you know,
is.
Normally, they do
him.
It the opposite way. They'll put out the regular version, and then mm-hmm. they'll put out a raunchier version,
right.
like Badder Santa. Do you remember when
yes.
that was
yes.
out?
Yeah. And then on video, right, they
yeah.
really
I had
it.
Baddest Santa.
Baddest Santa.
Oh, keeps going.
Huh.
But yeah, Once Upon a Deadpool, I just think it's a really fun idea. And then they're donating a dollar to fudge cancer.
Oh, just a dollar?
Well, $1 from each ticket.
Oh, $1 from each ticket. Okay.
Yeah. But, so,
boy, if they just give $1, that's rude.
Did they do the, I don't understand, like when they made the movie, did they at the same time do this extra thing as well?
I think it's been reshot.
Yeah.
Yes. Because people were pushing it. Okay. So traditionally these kid movies, these superhero movies are PG-13. So the kids can go, the younger
yeah.
people can go, but Deadpool is so adult.
Yes. It really is. Yeah.
so they've, you know, made it non
full length.
Full length,
yeah.
yeah. It's just a little bit actual shorter than the last one.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, they cut a second version, like for when they show it on airplanes and stuff. There's mm-hmm. always a much cleaner of every movie that's R-rated and stuff.
Right.
There's a much cleaner airplane,
really?
And hotel
yeah.
version. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird because I like it to be uncensored myself.
Yeah.
You know.
Show me.
I never
stuff.
Knew there was a separate version for that or an edited version.
Oh, yeah.
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 They do on the planes and stuff.
Why don't they tell me? I want my money back.
It'll say that it's been modified from the original version.
I just
always
thought that meant size-wise to fit on the little screen.
Well, that too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not allowed to see R-rated movies.
Your mom won't let you
no,
see them?
No, my mother
Jerry,
has a problem
you're
with
a grown
it.
Man.
She's like, there's so much cussing on here. they just talk so filthy, you know? And she makes you feel awkward, like I've written the movie, you know? And
so when Monique
words.
Wants to take you to a movie, you have to clear this through your mom and she'll say no?
My mom would not let me hang out with Monique. Yeah, that would never happen.
I hate to hear that. All right.
Luckily, she's 3 states away, so she can't
she
stop
She knows
me.
Now.
When does this Deadpool special edition get shown? Is that soon?
It starts December 12th.
No.
And it's just a short holiday run. They're kind of, you know, putting in the holiday stuff.
All right.
So
2 weeks from today.
Should be fun. So that goes with the holidays. Let's see what else. 98 Degrees is coming, a concert. You know, I always talk about concerts, but they're doing a holiday concert.
Is that a boy band?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't keep them straight.
98 degrees.
NSYNC, 98 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Boys to Men.
Right.
O-Town.
Mm-hmm.
What?
O-Town.
What's that?
That was a boy band.
It's an obscure one, but
yeah.
yes.
How do you know it, Mr. Obscurity?
He's into the boy bands.
Jerry whispered it to me.
they're going to be at the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet.
That's 20th. A great place.
Uh-huh. Seen some good people out there.
Yeah.
It's just a trek to get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me. I'm in Andersonville, so.
Yes, that's too far.
Yeah.
Once the monorail's up, though, it'll be a lot easier.
Perfect. Okay. Wrigleyville is doing a Winter Wonderland pop-up that I think is kind of fun.
Were you telling me about this?
I have to ask if this is what I just saw, because in Wrigleyville on Clark, within a one and a half block radius, there are three bars that never used to be there. One is called the Santa Claus Club. One is called Santa Baby. One is called Elfed Up.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all pop-up bars that are obviously capitalizing on the holidays that'll be gone soon, I'm guessing. Is that what you're referring to, or is this different?
No, that's exactly it. And it's only December 15th and 16th. It's like a two-day
That's it?
Crazy thing. So they're going to have the outdoor globes where people can... Did you see the globes?
I did see something that looked like globes,
so people can, you know, sit outside.
I
and
wasn't sure what they were when.
Well, Wrigleyville, you never know.
Right.
Right? And 3D hologram tree. Santa's there. Santa's going to be there.
Santa's going to be there, Wendy.
Maybe Skinny.
I want the chubby Santa to be there.
Okay.
We'll I don't want the skinny
that.
Santa to
I'll
be there.
I'll see what I can get for those 2 days.
Because I've got a pool party at Javi Baez's apartment, and then we're just going to paint the town red.
Okay.
Or blue, because it's Wrigleyville.
Right. So Santa's workshop's going to be there, an ice cave. This is at 34.
An ice cave?
Yeah. Of course.
This is excellent.
I know. It sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
Yeah. It's at 3462 North Clark Street, so it's just right by the stadium. You know, you
go to that, Wendy. There's so much for you to see and do.
What? Why are you telling me to do things?
I'm already going to Javi Baez's pool party. I got something that night.
I'll be there.
Jerry's
going to
be out there.
All right.
Jerry, Monique, his mom, everybody. Stephanie's kids.
All gonna be there. Right. I know.
Kids, get out of the ice cave. It's not safe.
Run for your lives. The snowman's coming.
The Bumble.
Right. I love Bumble.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love him. So Winter Wonderfest, too, is kicking off right over here. We can actually see it from
right
the studio.
Right down the street.
Yeah, because this is the cool thing about that. This is the Fifth Third Bank Winter Wonderfest at Navy Pier, and it is starting today.
Mm-hmm.
Starts today, goes through January 6th. They get it with the ticket they buy. They get a complimentary ride on that Ferris wheel right
oh,
now.
Oh, nice.
So I think that's a great
quite a value.
Add-on. I think that's a great add-on and a really good idea.
Yeah.
So they can do ice skating and family-friendly activities.
Oh, nice.
We can bring the kids.
Yeah.
You know.
That is fun.
Santa will be there again. He's everywhere.
Yeah, Santa seems to be everywhere, doesn't he?
He's so busy this time of year.
Yes.
He and Svengoolie.
Yep.
He gets around.
They have the same agent.
So I thought that would be, that's a really
fun. That's a fun one.
I used to work, well, I worked it for 5 years.
I know you did.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I used to work out there in the inflatables and.
Was that fun? Was
chasing
that a good
kids,
job?
Like trying to get kids out of the inflatables, you know, okay, time's up kids. They're running from you and you're bouncing around.
But they've really gone out of their way now to make that, it's stunning inside. It's like a winter wonderland inside. It's
it
beautiful.
Just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
You know, I did it years ago.
When you did the inflatables, what was the most popular one?
There's a snowman one.
Yeah.
That's a big inflatable snowman. But I remember like kids were losing their socks. I was having to dive in, try to get their socks
Oh,
back.
No. That's horrible.
Yeah. It was a rough job.
That's why I had a sock dispensary machine. I bought space and I just had a machine where you would purchase one sock, like whichever one you still had, you try to match it up.
That's a great idea.
I made a lot
that
of
is
money.
A good idea.
It's never been done before, I don't
made
think.
Made so much money.
That's a good idea in a shoe store, too, because they give you that little nylon thing.
That hose.
If you're, but if you're trying on like a boot or a gym shoe, you need like a thicker sock.
One. Yeah, right. What are you going to do with? Right, that's a great point.
Right.
Dude, what are you going to call this sock vending machine?
Sock it to me.
Oh, that's
dude.
Perfect.
I'm making a lot of money.
Bill,
yeah.
You were onto something.
Yep.
Oh, there's already one operational.
There is?
Yes.
Oh.
At a bowling alley.
I'm always a minute too late.
Oh, so
at
close.
At a bowling alley?
Yes. Right. That makes sense.
That's excellent.
Wow. Oh, Six Flags is still... It's still open. You
they're
know
open
that, right?
Now?
Yes.
I thought they ended with their with Halloween.
Nope.
I didn't know they were still going.
They're doing holiday. Listen to this. 2 million lights are up
wow.
there.
Good golly.
Yeah. A 50-foot tree and 20 rides are still going.
Really? It's got to be weekends only, right?
It's limited dates. I mean, you have to look on their calendar and get in when you can.
Oh, that's excellent.
So I think it's just a first time for them, and I think that's great.
I hope it works.
Yeah. One thing I'm going to that you guys find interesting.
What?
Krumpet. Okay, so it's Krampus, a haunted Christmas, haunted house.
Yeah.
But it's a Christmas haunted house. It's where 13th Floor was out in Melrose Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they're only doing 2 days again. These are real quick runs.
Krampus is from a movie, right?
Yes,
that's a character from a horror movie.
He's a demon or something that gets kids, kidnaps kids, which I'm not bringing the kids to that one.
Yeah,
Stephanie's kids are not coming to this one.
They're not coming to that.
Right.
December 7th and 8th, and it's out there in Melrose Park, 1940 George Street.
Oh, all right.
So I'm
that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, we'll see I have to report back about that one.
I hope it's good. I hope it's good.
Yeah.
Jared, unless I'm missing out, it seems like this month is jam-packed with fun things to see and do.
Too much.
Yeah, there's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Will it subside a lot in January or just a little bit?
Some things slow down, but you got New Year's and other stuff like that. So I'll be back to talk about all that.
All right. Can't wait. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Wendy,
thank
it's
you.
Jerry
Merry
Nunn
Christmas.
From Men on the Run.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, and I'm coming back on WGN Radio the 16th.
Doing what?
We're filling in for David Plyer, me and Doma T. Pongo.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing this. Yes, you guys have been working together.
Yeah, and I love him. And it's 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., and people are calling in and tweeting, and they like the diversity of the two of us. And so if people get a chance, I hope they listen.
That's excellent. December 16th.
Yes.
Congrats.
In the morning.
Yep. That's Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run. We'll take a quick break and then close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Thank you, drummer boy. That's it.
I was just thinking that.
Wasn't he great?
Yeah. The little drummer boy is, it's his season.
Yeah.
I love the Jimi Hendrix version of that song. It's unreal.
Yeah. It would have been better if Jimi Hendrix also had Bing Crosby and David Bowie play along with him, but it's too late now, Wendy. It's way too late.
Because wasn't Bing gone when David Bowie did it? Oh, maybe not.
No, they were alive. That would have been eerie.
I thought they did it like, around. You know, like Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole.
They were both there. Oh. They were absolutely both there. All right, that's it. We've done all we can possibly do.
Who looked just like my grandpa.
Did he?
Yes.
We'll come back again on Monday, and we'll entertain and enlighten again, or one or the other. We'll see. We'll see how things play out. Have a great weekend. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.